Random House Audio presents Eisenhower, The White House Years, by Jim Newton. Read for you by John H. Mayer. Introduction. May 1st, 1958, was a fairly quiet day in the world. It was international communism's traditional date of celebration, and Moscow marked the occasion with a peace-themed rally in Red Square, presided over by Nikita Khrushchev, and provocatively attended by Gamal Abdel Nasser of the United Arab Republic, ostensibly a Cold War neutral, but often a flirtatious friend of Russia. In London, laborites hoisted a red flag, while in Nazareth, Moscow's celebration of peace frayed a bit. 80 people were injured when fighting broke out after communists heckled a group of labor demonstrators. At the level of diplomacy, the American Secretary of State, John Foster Dulles, was pursuing an agreement with the Soviet Union to remove bombers and military bases from the Arctic. Vice President Richard Nixon was in Argentina for the inauguration of Arturo Frondizi, that nation's first freely elected president in 12 years. Dwight David Eisenhower, 34th President of the United States, spent the day at the White House, all but invisible to the outside world. He woke to a cool, sunny morning in the Capitol and had breakfast with members of his staff at 7:45 a.m. in the White House mess. He arrived at his desk at 8:36 a.m. Looking over his schedule, the president saw that he had a short work day ahead with just one meeting of consequence. 5 years into his presidency, Eisenhower was in a slump. His approval rate.